She grinned. Good point. But you should still probably let someone know. He pulled out his phone.
I'll take care of it immediately.
This was just the chance he needed. With more time in the city, he could set up a lovely little dinner for two somewhere, then ask her the big question. He had the ring. Hell, the ring had been on his person since he'd bought it, so that no opportunity might be missed.
Tessa stood and stretched again. I'm going to take a quick shower before the food arrives.
All right. He lifted the phone to his ear.
She bent and kissed him, her touch soft and lingering. Don't get into any trouble while I'm gone.
I'll do my best.
She traipsed off as his brother Hugh answered.
Sebastian, how did it go?
It was arduous. You know how thorough the council can be. But it's done, and our end of things is finished.
His brother grunted.
Good. Any idea what Evangeline is going to get?
Could be 5 years. Either way, she's no longer my concern.
We're all glad you're free of that woman.
No more than I am.
Hugh laughed.
Yes, I suppose that's true.
And Dee Dee, how did she do?
Fine.
Their grandmother had accompanied Sebastian and Tessa since a very old friend of hers, and the vampire who'd sired her, was on the council.
I actually think she enjoyed testifying. Running Evangeline down has always been a hobby of hers.
Sebastian snorted.
She's probably disappointed those days are over.
I doubt that.
Well, you can ask her. She's on her way home. Didn't want to miss her first great-grandchild arriving. Speaking of, how's Delaney? Am I an uncle yet?
Not yet.
I promise I'll let you know as soon as possible. Do you have news to share with us?
Sebastian sighed, knowing exactly what his brother was talking about.
No. But we're going to stay in Amsterdam a few more days, which is why I called, so that you can square everything at Harmswood on Tessa's behalf.
I'll take care of it.
Good. While we're here, I plan on taking her out for a romantic evening and finally asking. With this Evangeline business behind us, I feel confident she'll say yes.
We all hope that.
Tessa is a remarkable woman, far better than any of us imagined you'd ever do. Now see here!
Hugh laughed.
Huh. You're lucky to have her, and you know it.
No argument there.
The suite's doorbell rang. Sebastian stood.
On that note, our dinner has arrived. All the best to Delaney.
I'll tell her. Best of luck to you as well.
Thank you.
Sebastian hung up and headed in. Tessa walked out of the bathroom in a cloud of steam and wearing a hotel robe. She rubbed at her damp hair with a towel.
Was that room service I heard?
He nodded.
I'm just letting them in now. Do you want to eat on the balcony or in the room?
She smiled. In bed.
He grinned in return.
That must have been some shower.
She laughed and headed past him toward the bedroom.
It was pretty good. Perked me right up.
He opened the door for room service. Maybe he'd ask her tonight.
Come in.
The server pushed the cart through the door.
Where would you like it?
Right here is fine.
Sebastian wasn't about to let a strange man, hotel employee or not, into their room while Tessa was dressed in nothing but a robe.
Very good, sir.
Sebastian waited until the man parked the cart, then signed the bill, handed the man some euros, and shut the door after him. Sebastian pushed the cart into the bedroom. Tessa was sitting on the bed, pillows propped behind her, and looking very much the goddess he considered her to be. In his best imitation of Greaves, his rook, he bowed and said,
"Your dinner is served."
She laughed.
"I didn't realize this hotel had butler service, or that the butlers they hired were so handsome."
He straightened, barely able to keep from smiling at her sweet words. Despite her generosity with them, compliments were still a rare thing in his world. If she didn't marry him, and soon, he wasn't sure what he would do.
Steak, baked potatoes, Brussels sprouts, pasta in cream sauce with prawns, and,
he pointed to the container chilling in the accompanying ice bucket,
chocolate mousse with a side of ice cream.
Also chocolate? Is there any other flavor? Her smile was contagious.
You do take good care of me.
It's all I want to do. I love you, Tessa.
Her eyes rounded slightly, and her lips parted.
I love you too, and I love what